There's a workshop coming up at the end of the month in Charlottetown designed to encourage developers, even large-scale ones, to build the core of their buildings out of wood. It's called Mass Timber Design, increasing in popularity in Canada. An 18-story building in BC was constructed without steel or concrete, instead using wood products designed to be equally as strong and durable. Patrick Crabb is the project coordinator with Atlantic Woodworks. That's a division of the Maritime Lumber Bureau and the Canadian Wood Council. And he explained Mass Timber Design to Laura Chapin.
Mass timber is made from dimension lumber, which everyone is very familiar with, and it's just arranged in a certain way to increase its performance so that wood can be used in buildings where wood could not be used before.
So what would have been used instead?
Steel or concrete, predominantly.
And how much mass timber construction has been done on PEI?
Actually, the Green Gables renovation project. It was originally spec'd with a cross-laminated timber roof. The Indian River Pavilion, that was one of our Wood Design Award finalists, and that was a glue-laminated structure, so it used glue-lam beams, which are considered a mass timber element, with a nice structural roof deck.
Why is this an advantage? Why is it better, do you believe, to use wood?
So the conversation around wood has been catalyzed by the environmental benefit. So number one, it is a renewable product. But as the conversation of carbon tax and, you know, carbon management for our economy, that's where wood is really starting to gain a lot of momentum because it provides us with carbon sequestration. Half of wood's mass is actually carbon. So we may be able to capture those carbon credits in public and private structures to assist with government objectives of GHG mitigation.
But it sounds like it's still early days if we don't have too many projects to point to here on PEI.
Yes, this is a new product and there is a learning curve with it. And there are a lot of perceptions out there that, you know, cause people to not even consider wood. And that's exactly why Atlantic Woodworks exists, is to provide the latest research to professionals and, you know, help them understand that this is safe, it's very high performing, and ultimately it's a regional and renewable product that can be used cost effectively in your building.
So what are the perceptions then that you're trying to change?
The perceptions would be in no order of priority, definitely cost. So people assume that wood costs more. Number two would be durability, that it would not last as long as steel or concrete. And the other would be performance. You know, we burn wood for heat, so people automatically assume that it is a combustible material and therefore less safe. But that certainly isn't the case.
So let's go through those. Where does it can't come out in terms of cost?
Larger spanning institutional, commercial, and industrial structures. It's kind of in this application where wood really has the perception of being, more expensive. And we are working on that now. At this point in time, I can't really comment on the cost competitiveness, but it certainly is comparable, and you would end up with a beautiful exposed wood features.
And then in terms of durability?
The oldest, tallest wood structure that exists in our world today is in China. It's the Fogong Temple, and it was built in 1036 AD. So it's almost 1,000 years old, and it exists in a very high seismic zone where, you know, there are termites and things like that. And it's still occupied to this day. It really does come down to construction best practice, whether the building be steel, concrete, or wood. If it's constructed properly, all of those structures should last the test of time.
But have we lost some of that skill because we haven't been doing this?
Skilled labor is definitely a challenge. And when we look at these modern types of wood structure, like six-story wood frame buildings or large spanning mass timber structures, there is complications with this. You know, there is a large learning curve. Details become more important. You have things like shrinkage, because wood's a natural material. It will shrink and expand. That has to be accounted for. So yes, we really have to start training people properly so that we have good building inventories that people are happy with and that are performing very well.
In terms of the college level, are you already getting this training into the curriculum, or is that still yet to come?
That's a great question. Natural Resources Canada has identified this as a huge priority. Currently, only 4% of Canadian institutions have wood design curriculum within their studies from an engineering and architectural standpoint. So we have initiated something called the Education Roadmap, and we've consulted professors all across the country now for the past 3 years. And we're developing curriculum at the moment, and we're going to roll this out in Canadian institutions quite soon. And the other element of this is student work placement. So we're going to be able to connect students that are interested in wood design with wood champions, companies that are really working with this product well, and cover some of their wage. So this is a big priority of ours, and we're optimistic that we're going to receive the financial support to continue this initiative.
Patrick Crabb is the project coordinator with Atlantic Woodworks, a division of Maritime Lumber Bureau and the Canadian Wood Council. That mass timber workshop, if you're interested in attending, Wednesday, May the 30th in Charlottetown.